Let's review. The Mishnah continues discussing the practical halachas of chalitza. Min harkuva ulamata. If the yabim's foot was severed below the knee, since the sheik remains, chalitza ksher, the chalitza is effective. However, min harkuva ulamala, if the yabim's foot was severed above the knee, chalitza psula, the chalitza is not effective. There are more questions from a braisa which discusses mitzvahs alila regal. The pasuk states, shalosh regalim tachik. The word regalim refers to the foot, which teaches, prat labali kavin, one whose foot was severed and supports it with kavin, although his sheik remains, is exempt from mitzvahs alila regal. So is either the sheik is not considered regal? If so, why is min harkuva ulamatik sheirom? Gemara answers because the pasuk referring to chalitza states, v'chaltza na lema'al ragloi. The word me'al means above the foot. Therefore, the sheik, which is me'al ragloi, is sufficient for chalitza. However, lamala min harkuva is not sufficient for chalitza because me'al de me'al. It is me'al above the sheik, which is me'al ragloi, above the foot. The Mishnah continues. Chaltza, if the yavam performed chalitza, besandl she'ein shalai, where the shoe did not belong to the yavam, or besandl shel eitz, the yavam was wearing a wooden shoe, or bishel smoil bimin, the yavam was wearing his left shoe on his right foot. Chalitza k'sheira, in all these instances, the chalitza is effective. Chaltza, if the yavam performed chalitza, begadl shehu yochel la'alach bay, the yavam was wearing an oversized shoe in which he can walk. The yavam was wearing an undersized shoe that covered the majority of his foot. In both instances, the chalitza is effective. The Gemara elaborates with a brisa. The pasuk states, she removes his shoe from his foot, which indicates that the shoe must belong to the yavam. However, a shoe belonging to someone else is also valid, and it's derived from the pasuk, any shoe. Therefore, Naloi in the previously mentioned pasuk teaches, Naloi haroloi. Chalitza requires an appropriately fitting shoe. This excludes an oversized shoe in which he cannot walk. It also excludes an undersized shoe which does not cover the majority of the foot. And excludes a shoe of which the soul is missing. Regarding sandal shel eitz, a wooden shoe, the Gemara cites in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Hakiteya yoytze bekav shelay. Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yosi Eiser. Rebbe Meir considers it a shoe, and therefore he may wear it outside on Shabbos. Rebbe Yosi does not consider it a shoe, and he may not wear it on Shabbos. Our Mishnah, which rules chalitza k'sheira, the chalitza is effective, would seem to be in accord with Rebbe Meir. However, Avuah de Shmuel says that our Mishnah is speaking of b'mechupa ba'ayr, where it's covered with leather, which even according to Rabbi Yosi is considered a shoe. The Gemara continues. Rav Papi says, sandal hamuzker lo tachlitz boy, v'mchaltza chalitza sikshera. A shoe that had a nega and was only in the stage of tamim muzker may not be used for chalitza likat chila because of gzeira to prevent one from using a sandal hamuchlit. Therefore, b'diyavid, if already done, the chalitza is effective. However, sandal hamuchlit loy tachlitz boy, v'mchaltza chalitza sepsula. A shoe that was already tamei muchlit is disqualified even b'diyavid because it requires sreifa, it must be burned. Therefore, kesuse mechdashi areha, it's considered crushed and does not have a shir chalitza and is disqualified from chalitza. A papa disagrees. Echad sandal hamuzker v'echad sandal hamuchlit loy tachlitz boy. Both sandal hamuzker and sandal hamuchlit may not be used like a tchila. However, b'di'evit, if already done, the chalitza is effective. Ksusi mechda shereha does not apply, because we derive from the pasuk, v'sarav esa beged, he shall burn the garment, which teaches, afal v'sha sreif v'kor beged, even while it is being burned, it is considered a beged. Amirava hilchasa, echad sandal muzker v'echad sandal shemuchlit, a shoe used to clothe an avodah zarah, it's not oimid l'sreifa, because yeshli bittel it becomes mutar b'hanof b'bittel. In all these instances, loy tachlitz boy, they may not be used for chalitza l'kitchila. V'mchaltza chalitza sikshera. B'dievet, if already done, the chalitza is effective. However, shel takreves avodah zarah, a shoe that was an offering to avodah zarah, is oimid l'sreifa. And we say, kesusim mechdesh shereha, because ein loy bittel, it always remains asa b'hanah. or Vishal Ir HaNidachas, a shoe that was part of the property of an Ir HaNidachas, a city of people that worship Avodah Zarah, is Oymed L'Sreifa, and we say Kesus Mechta Shareha, because all their possessions must be burned. Or Vishal Zakan Aslach Vaidei, a shoe of an older man, which was made to be used after his death, is not considered a shoe because it's not intended for walking. In all these instances, even with the evid, if she already performed chalitza, the chalitza is not effective.